just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark
happening. Jennifer's father comes to town. It's my big chance to impress him, and I slam the taxi door on his hand.
Well, cousin, look on the bright side. Maybe the pain in his hand will make him forget you set his necktie on fire.
I was just trying to light his after-dinner cigar. And I put the fire out.
Well, that's true. Throwing that glass of red wine on him was real quick thinking.
I knew I should have ordered white wine.
Jennifer and her father are on their way up. I think his hand's okay, but he tripped over your bike on the stairs.
Why are we stopping here? Can't we just go upstairs?
Oh. Mr. Lyons, I am so sorry. I am just so, so sorry. Put your hand in this ice.
I'm sorry.
I just wish there was something I could do.
Larry, relax. Accidents do happen, just usually not with this frequency.
Hey, everyone. I think it might be time for dessert. It's an old family recipe. Stooky mooky ping pong. Stewed prunes with Lucky Charms.
Can I tempt you?
No, thanks. I'm cutting down. Can we go now? I just want to get up in the morning and play a little golf.
Golf? You play golf? Well, that's great. I play golf, too.
You play golf?
Yeah, I'm a terrific golfer. Wait, why don't we put together a foursome?
Larry, you play golf?
Fine, we'll play Saturday morning. Now, can we go? It's been a very strenuous evening.
Bye.
Good night.
Thanks for the Stooky Mookie Ping Pong. Gee, Larry, I didn't know you played golf.
Falcon. Look at this. What do you think?
I love it. Absolutely love it. What is it?
It's called the swing doctor. See, the ball is attached to a computer that analyzes your golf swing and tells you exactly how far and in what direction you hit the ball.
Hold the phone book. Are you still trying to convince me you can golf?
Balky, I can play golf. Here, come on, watch this.
Yards straight down the fairway. Excellent shot.
It talks. And it says that you're a good golfer. Well, don't that turn my brown eyes blue. Cousin, I owe you an apology. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay, Bill.
Cousin, can I play with the dog that I've swing?
Sure. Be my guest.
Boy. This is lighter than what we use on Meepos.
You have golf on Meepos?
Well, we have bang, bong, pokey, noki, waka, yahoo.
Bang, bong, pokey, noki, waka, yahoo?
Yeah, it's played with fence posts and jagged rocks. Listen.
Bong, bong, book, bookie, waka, waka.
All right, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. What are you doing?
I'm winding up my waka, waka.
Balky, this isn't bong, bong, pokey, nokey, waki, yahoo. This is golf. And if you're going to play golf, you might as well do it right. Yeah, now. Golf is played with a very loose, relaxed, and graceful swing. Right? Now, grasp the club lightly like this. Okay? Take an easy stance. Stay loose on your feet. All right. Lock your elbows. Lock your wrists. Lock your knees. Lock your neck. Okay, go ahead, take a swing.
Nine yards to the left. You could throw it further.
If you haven't got anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Besides, I'm going to do better on Saturday.
Saturday?
That's when we go golfing with Jennifer and her papa.
I'm sorry, I wasn't planning on asking you to play with us.
Why not?
What I need is a partner who can golf.
Oh, well, okay. I understand. But if you ever need someone to play bang, bong, pocket, knock, waka, yahoo, you will call me?
You'll be the first.
Just remember, you need 28 players on each team.
Oh, Jennifer, come on in.
Hi, Larry, I wanted to talk to you about the golf game on Saturday.
I know, you think I lied about being able to play golf. I happen to be an excellent golfer.
You mean you didn't lie about this?
No.
I was counting on you lying about this.
But this is the one time I don't have to lie. I'm good. Why is this so hard for everyone to accept?
Larry, my father is a very bad golfer and a very bad loser. Now, if you beat him at golf, well, it'll be even worse than last night, if that's possible.
Well, then it's simple. I won't beat him.
Thank you, Larry.
But I really am good.
Well, now, all we need is a really terrible golfer to play with us. Do you know anyone?
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
I think I can come up with someone.
This is some pasture. I wonder how they get the sheep to eat the grass so evenly.
Larry, why don't you tee off first?
Sure.
Don't make it too obvious.
Don't worry. I can make a golf ball do anything. I guess I got under it again. Thought I solved that problem.
Apparently not.
Just one stroke.
Boy, you are good. That's one of the worst shots I ever saw.
Thank you.
Rotten tea.
It's much too low for me.
But excellent form, sir. Really nice. Belky, you're up. Offhand, I'd say 260 yards straight down the middle of the fairway.
It's been nice dating you, Larry.
Quite a shot, Balky.
Thank you very much.
Just what is your handicap?
Mostly the accent.
Balky, in the apartment, you were terrible. Out here, you're hitting the ball a mile. What happened?
Well, cousin, you know, after the other day when I struck out with the swing doctor, I took some private time and I came to a concussion. I really stink at American golf. Now, on the other hand, I'm not one to blow my own nose, but I'm pretty terrific at bang bong porky noki waki yahoo. So I decided to just do what comes naturally, even if, as you say, it makes me look like I've been struck by lightning.
Balky, you're beating Mr. Lyons.
Well, it would be hard not to.
Mr. Lyons is our guest.
I know that.
It is against the rules to beat the guest.
Why, you didn't tell me.
Well, I assumed you knew.
No, I didn't know.
Well, you know, I personally would never say this, but there are those who would call what you're doing cheating.
Listen, I have never cheated in my life.
I know.
Ever.
I know.
Ever.
I know, Balky. That's why I just wanted to point it out to you.
Cousin, I don't want to cheat Mr. Lyons. I don't want to cheat anybody.
All right, what you have to do is just continue to hit the ball as far and as hard as you can, but don't get it anywhere near the hole until you've hit it 10 or 11 times.
Like Mr. Lyons is doing?
Yes. Yes, exactly like Mr. Lyons is doing.
And then everything will be okay?
Then everyone will be happy.
Thank you for the tip, cousin. I will do my best to do my worst. Seven. Yahoo. Eight.
Don't overdo it.
Wah, 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 wah. Yeah. Ooh. Oops.
What's the score now, Larry?
Yeah. See. You and your dad are just one stroke behind. Gee, Mr. Lyons, looks like Balky and I just fell apart on the back nine.
Well, don't be too hard on yourself, Larry. Better players than you have choked when I put the pressure on them.
Great shot, Dad.
Yes. Great shot, Mr. Lyons. I could play better when I was six.
Guys, thanks for doing this for me.
Oh, don't mention it.
Don't worry, I won't. If Dad knew that you cheated and lost on purpose, he'd be very upset.
Thanks.
Well, hey, my shot.
Listen, may I have a private word with you?
Not now, Belky. I have a putt to miss.
Listen, you told me I was cheating by winning. Instead, I've been cheating by losing. You made me a cheating loser. Which, when you think about it, is really stupid.
But it's for a good cause. After I miss this next putt, Mr. Lyons will love me. Now, let me play.
Well, he won't be loving the real you, the Larry Appleton who loves raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. Think about it, cousin. Someday you may marry Jennifer. What are you going to do? Play bad golf the rest of your life?
I could live with that.
Well, it's not going to stop with golf.
So I lose a few hands of bridge, throw a game of checkers, take a dive at Pictionary. Big deal.
Well, Larry, it's all riding on this last putt. If you miss it, I win.
Cousin, this reminds me of something that once happened on Meatball. Every Friday, Devo, the butcher, used to give free soup bones to all the widows in the village. So, every Friday, Uncle Triftos used to dress up as a widow to get free soup bones. Everything was fine until the butcher fell in love with him and asked him to go out dancing. Well, after one date, Uncle Triftos decided he had to give up soup, change his name, and move to another village.
Is there a point to this?
Well, of course there is. Don't be ridiculous. Cousin, you can pretend to be someone else and get free soup bones. But sooner or later, you have to dance with the butcher.
Go ahead, Larry.
Way to go, cousin! I'm proud of you.
Larry, you won. I just don't know you anymore. Is Larry home?
No, but I expect him any minute.
I want to apologize.
Oh. I accept.
Balky, he wants to apologize to Larry.
Oh.
Dad and I had a long talk about his temper on the golf course, and I admitted that I asked Larry to lose so Dad wouldn't get angry.
I really feel awful about this. I mean, I hope Larry will forgive me.
Jennifer, Mr. Lyons.
Larry, I have something to say to you.
Well, I have something I want to say to you. There's something that's been really bugging me, and I have to get it off my chest.
No, you don't, cousin.
Yes, I have to say this.
Well, you know, I don't think you Balky, really should. I
Balky,
think we should just
him,
sit down.
Really?
We should have a little
I'm
more about
Balky,
it.
Please,
just please,
please,
just please, just let me do this. Mr. Lyons, I was going to let you win at golf because I like your daughter.
Super. Anyone for coffee?
Balky, please. I could have beaten the socks off you, but I wanted you to like me. And now I realize that what you think of me shouldn't be so important. What is important is what Jennifer thinks of me and what I think of me. Frankly, sir, I think you're a pompous old duffer who couldn't putt his way out of a paper bag.
Are you finished now?
Yeah, I think that about covers it. Now, what did you want to say?
I wanted to apologize to you.
You couldn't try to stop me?
Of course, then wild turkeys couldn't stop you.
Larry, I deserved all that. Somewhere along the line, I seem to have lost sight of the fact that golf is supposed to be fun. Sorry I acted like a pompous old duffer.
Well, golf does strange things to people.
Certainly does to me. Look, next time, let's play for real.
All right, I'd like that.
It was nice meeting you, Balky. You really know your way around a golf course.
Well, thank you very much, but it's really not that difficult. All the holes are numbered.
I'll have to look for that next time. Well, goodbye, everybody. See you upstairs.
Goodbye, sir.
Oh, I'm proud of you, Larry. It was wonderful the way you stood up to my father.
I could call your mother and give her a piece of my mind.
That's okay, Larry. Well, I'll, see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Balky.
Bye. Cousin, you did the right thing.
Well, thanks, Balky. I finally realized that honesty is the best policy.
Well, then maybe a little bit of me is rubbing off on you.
You know, this truth stuff works like gangbusters. I mean, women really go for it.